Welcome to today's episode, where we dive into the whirlwind world of business, from Jeff Bezos reclaiming his title as the world's richest man amidst Amazon's union debates, to Apple's legal challenges and strategic shifts, Bayer's leadership and financial upheaval, Dubai's evolving business landscape for entrepreneurs, Elon Musk's legal battles and impacts on Tesla, and Marks and Spencer's legal victories and financial disputes, all painting a vivid picture of the highs and lows in the global business arena. In the latest Amazon news, the spotlight shines on Jeff Bezos as he regains his position as the world's richest man, with his net worth soaring to an astonishing $200 billion, courtesy of a $23 billion increase attributed to a significant surge in Amazon shares. This financial achievement positions him ahead of Elon Musk, CEO of Tesla and SpaceX, who experienced a sizable $31 billion decrease in his wealth, bringing him down to $198 billion and making Bezos the leading figure in the rankings of the world's wealthiest individuals. Amid this billionaire rankings shuffle, discussions about Amazon's stance on unions have gained traction, highlighting the stark contrast between Bezos's wealth and the conditions of Amazon workers. The debate surrounding workers' benefits and the potential advantages of unionization has become more poignant against the backdrop of Bezos's increasing fortune. This shift not only elevates Bezos's status and Amazon's valuation, but also has broader implications affecting competitors like Tesla and SpaceX. Furthermore, Amazon capitalizes on this moment by offering an extra 20% off its seller bundle, thereby encouraging aspiring entrepreneurs to embark on their paths towards financial freedom. As we monitor these developments, it's essential to consider their impact on the tech titans and their sprawling empires. Stay tuned for more updates on these unfolding financial and industrial narratives. Apple is currently navigating through a series of legal and regulatory challenges, alongside making strategic adjustments to its business practices. The European Union has imposed a significant fine of approximately $1.84 billion, $2 billion, on the tech giant, following an investigation into allegations of anti-competitive behavior. This probe particularly scrutinized Apple's treatment of music streaming competitors, with the European Commission concluding that Apple favored its own music streaming service, violating EU competition laws. Additionally, Apple's decision to terminate Epic Games' developer account has stirred considerable debate. This action was taken after Epic's CEO Tim Sweeney criticized Apple's policies on Twitter, underscoring the growing tensions between the company and app developers. In response to these issues, and potentially as a move to appease the European Union, Apple has announced changes to its App Store business terms for the European market. These include the introduction of a new core technology fee and options for reduced commissions, a development Apple attributes to feedback from developers. These adjustments appear to aim at mending relationships with developers and addressing regulatory concerns. As Apple prepares to appeal the $1.84 billion fine, the tech industry and consumers are closely observing the potential impacts on the company's future practices, particularly in terms of competition management and developer relations. Bayer is currently navigating through a period of considerable upheaval, marked by significant leadership changes and structural reshuffles. With Simone Begeltraw stepping down from the supervisory board, an opening for an activist investor has emerged, coinciding with the introduction of a new CEO at the helm of Bayer's Consumer Health Division. This overhaul in leadership underlines the company's intent to address its challenges proactively. Amid this leadership transformation, Bayer is confronting severe financial difficulties, anticipating losses close to 3 billion euros due to diminishing sales and increasing deficits. This financial downturn is further exacerbated by the ongoing crisis following the contentious Monsanto acquisition, particularly the fallout over glyphosate, which is also fueling a potential withdrawal from the German market. These factors collectively underline the scale of challenges Bayer faces. In response to these challenges, new CEO Bill Anderson has outlined a strategy that defies the notion of splitting the company. Instead, Anderson is focusing on tackling four critical areas of concern, demonstrating a strategic shift aimed at stabilizing the conglomerate. Central to this strategy is a bold cost reduction initiative intended to save 2 billion euros through operational efficiencies and workforce reductions, favoring this approach over divesting business units amidst the tough economic climate. Andersen's tenure is thus marked by significant cost-cutting measures aimed at rejuvenating Bayer's financial health. However, the company's strategic path remains a subject of intense debate, especially the decision against splitting the company. This choice has provided Andersen with some leeway, yet it signals a temporary relief rather than a definitive resolution to Bayer's ongoing crisis. As Bayer stands at a critical juncture, grappling with leadership changes, financial strains, and strategic controversies, the company's journey towards recovery and stability is closely watched. Further developments in this unfolding story will undoubtedly provide insights into Bayer's ability to navigate its complex array of challenges. In the latest Dubai news, we delve into essential updates and guides for entrepreneurs and business enthusiasts in the region, focusing on the pivotal developments that are shaping the business landscape. We begin by exploring the vital role of business setup agencies in Dubai, which provide invaluable support for startups navigating the legal, financial, and bureaucratic challenges of establishing a business. These agencies are instrumental in laying a solid foundation for new businesses, significantly speeding up the startup process and allowing entrepreneurs to concentrate on their growth and business strategy. Additionally, for established businesses in Dubai, we offer a comprehensive guide on renewing your trade license, an essential step to keep your enterprise legally compliant and operational. Our guide simplifies the renewal process, detailing key deadlines, required documentation, and procedures to avoid any business disruptions. Shifting focus to Dubai's marine sector, the Dubai International Boat Show has reaffirmed the city's status as a leading hub for marine business and tourism. The event presented luxury yachts, advanced nautical engineering, and marine conservation initiatives, further enhancing Dubai's global appeal to marine enthusiasts and professionals. Furthermore, we provide insights for those keen on entering the thriving e-commerce sector with a guide on securing an e-commerce license in Dubai. This license is crucial for legally selling goods and services online, outlining the regulatory requirements, application steps, and the advantages of establishing an online business in this rapidly growing market. Stay tuned as we continue to cover the dynamic opportunities and developments defining Dubai's business environment. In the latest developments surrounding tech mogul Elon Musk, he is currently navigating through a series of legal and corporate controversies. Musk has criticized lawyers demanding $6 billion in Tesla shares as compensation in a lawsuit challenging his compensation package. Additionally, he is involved in a contentious legal battle with OpenAI, accentuating concerns over corporate ethics and human interests. The situation intensifies as former Twitter executives, including ex-CEO Parag Agrawal, have initiated a lawsuit against Musk, claiming over $128 million in owed severance pay. They argue that Musk, following his takeover of Twitter, failed to honor agreed-upon severance packages. Despite these legal entanglements, Tesla has indirectly contributed to the success of Black Bakery owner Voahangi Resetarnera, whose sales soared due to the Elon Musk effect. In the broader context, the electric vehicle industry is witnessing a survival of the fittest scenario, with startups navigating through varying degrees of success and failure amidst fierce competition. Musk appears undeterred by the competition, even with Cybertruck's designs being publicly accessible. He continues to challenge industry giants, including OpenAI, Microsoft, and Jeff Bezos, in ventures like the humanoid robot project Tesla's Optimus. This is despite losing his status as the world's richest person to Jeff Bezos following a drop in Tesla shares and facing criticism from figures such as Mark Cuban for his views on cost-plus drugs. A suspected act of arson, which Musk attributes to eco-terrorists, recently disrupted operations at Tesla's Berlin plant by causing a power outage. This incident has reignited discussions about the challenges Tesla encounters in its expansion efforts. Amid Tesla's ongoing struggles and Musk's ventures drawing controversies, investor Ross Gerber has raised concerns about the influence of Musk's unfinished projects on Tesla's stock value, suggesting the company's valuation needs a reassessment. As Elon Musk remains at the forefront of multiple legal, corporate, and technological narratives, we will continue to monitor the developments in his enterprises and their impact on the tech and business landscapes. Marks & Spencer, the esteemed British retailer, has been at the center of two significant legal developments that underscore its dynamic position in the retail industry. Firstly, the company triumphed in a legal battle against Michael Gove, Secretary of State for Leveling Up, Housing and Communities, concerning its ambitious plans to overhaul its flagship Oxford Street store. Gove's attempt to halt the renovation was deemed unlawful by the court, allowing Marks & Spencer to forge ahead with its redevelopment efforts. Simultaneously, Marks & Spencer is entangled in a financial disagreement with Ocado over a £190 million final payment linked to their online joint venture. The contention arises from Marks & Spencer's assertion that it owes less than the agreed sum due to unmet performance targets, a claim that has led Ocado to threaten legal action. In summation, Marks & Spencer has secured a pivotal win by overturning Michael Gove's obstruction of its Oxford Street store revamp, while also facing a challenging financial dispute with Ocado. These developments are crucial as they highlight the retailer's ongoing efforts to navigate legal obstacles and strategic disputes, reflecting its broader impact on the retail sector's direction and operational dynamics. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to watch out for our next weekly business episode, coming your way soon.